Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's June 1st, 2012. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and we're here with the usual movie and toy news for you. Last week at the box office, Men in Black 3 was number one with only $54.6 million for the 3-day, which was enough to beat out The Avengers, which had $36.7 million. Also released in the top five, Battleship, $11.1 million, The Dictator, $9.3 million, and Chernobyl Diaries with $8 million. New this week at the box office, Snow White and John Huntsman, For Greater Glory, Battlefield America, Piranha 3 Double D, and other films in limited release. Next week is Prometheus, which the missus is so excited to see you wouldn't believe it, and it's getting pretty good early reviews. In the news, Revenge Wears Prada, a Devil Wears Prada sequel, is supposedly due for 2013, if you can believe it, and I'm not sure that I do. Gary Oldman and Dominic Monaghan joined an indie movie called Monster Butler, which does not seem to be about an actual monster butler, but is rather based on a true story of a jewel thief. I don't like it when I get my hopes up. I want to see my monster butler. I mean, come on, Monster Butler. It just writes itself. The Fraggle Rock movie has a couple of writers, and since the movie is supposedly live action and CG with the word puppet nowhere to be seen, let's move on to Fox. They announced a bunch of new theatrical release dates, which may or may not stick because it is in the future. 2014 will have Rise of the Planet of the Apes 2 on May 23rd, X-Men First Class 2 on July 18th, and Robopocalypse will be a TBD date in April 2014. If I'm reading this correctly, Independence Day 3D will be out next year on July 4th, which seems odd because it's not exactly a movie that I think was demanding a theatrical re-release, but what do I know? Because I don't know. I own the Blu-ray, but not because it was a great movie. Obviously, the opinions on this podcast do not reflect those of management. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's the model kit sale. You can buy one model kit and get a second one for 50% off this week only. The sale ends Tuesday. Choose from many, many, many kits, including Black Widow from Avengers, Iron Man, Spider-Man, Battlestar Galactica, and many others. Check out our entire selection today at sale.entertainmentearth.com. In toy news, over at the USA Today, an exclusive preview of the 2012 special edition My Little Pony for the Pony Convention and Comic-Con was revealed. It has no name on the box, but it's Derpy. If you know what Derpy is, Derpy is this goofy-looking pony that fans go nuts about, and apparently Derpy is now a four-letter word. I am not necessarily on top of the latest in internet slang, but hey, there you go. What else we got? Lego minifigures are coming, just not to the USA. 8909 is a new Lego SKU for the UK. Team GB Lego minifigures are based on the Olympics, and you can get weightlifters and fencing and all that stuff, but you can't quite get them in America. So if you're going to England this summer, there's something you can buy. On the note of things you can actually get, McFarlane Toys will be producing a Heinz Ward figure based on The Dark Knight Rises. He plays a football player in the movie, and he's in Gotham City's team's uniform. It's up for pre-order right now, and you can see it on our website. Clone Wars Wave 4 has been announced. It brings back many returning favorites, including Clone Trooper Boss, as well as a new figure, Commander Fox, which we have not seen photos of yet, I believe. I could be wrong. Star Wars Vintage Wave 6 is up, and it has Jar Jar Binks, a Clone Trooper Lieutenant, Shock Trooper, a new Sand Trooper, Princess Leia in Bespin gown, and Darth Vader. This wave is notable in that you get two of each figure in the box, which is a great assortment, and six of the figures will be on traditional vintage packaging, and six of them will be on the Lost Line blue and black packaging that was first shown off at Toy Fair. It's still the same dimensions as a vintage card back, but it's based on an unused vintage Kenner packaging concept. Hasbro Marvel Universe Wave 18 is up as well for pre-order. It includes a new Incredible Hulk, which looks really good. A new Beast, also looks pretty good. Beta Ray Bill, Kraven, and Spider-Man Unlimited. G.I. Joe Retaliation Toys came out last week, and if what I hear is right, all you see is what you're going to get for a very long time since the movie got pushed back. So please check our website for availability in case you're like me and have problems with it. Retaliation has one L. And that's it for this week. Be sure to check out our new exciting pre-orders. Just follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth, and you'll see all the new stuff I'm posting. Or you could just search on Vintage Binks and you can order your new Vintage Wave 6 case, which you want to do. So check that out. We've also got some other exciting news on our video game podcast. A new video game called Star Wars 1313 was announced today, and we'll talk about that very briefly because we don't know anything about it yet. Anyway, see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Follow us on Facebook, tell a friend, and if you like us and you like what you hear, let us know. When you order something, just leave in the comments, "Hey, I listened to your podcast." You should really do that everywhere you shop. If anywhere has a comment section, if you click over from a website, like say if you go to a Star Wars fan site and you buy something from us, just say, "Hey, I read about you on whatever.com or anywhere, because just so you know, as the person who records podcasts, and we kind of need to know these things. And, you know, technology only gets you so far. So see you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.